Chafetz Chaim was a tremendous Oyev Yisrael. He spent his time writing things that was pashut to him, and he did it in a way to be mavar, to explain to people who knew way less Torah than he did, because he cared about every Jew, to the point where he even considered all the Yetzaharas that other people may have. One of the Yetzaharas, as he explained based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'abai, that the Yetzahara tells a person, you're only going to be amazing in this mitzvah for a day or two, and then you're beat. So why even waste your time? You're not, I'm going to add in my own words, you're not even going to remember that you were shalim in this mitzvah. You're going to forget you ever cared about it. You're going to go back to the old ways of being a Baal Lashon Hara, right? The Yetzer will tell you, don't listen to these recordings. Eventually, you're going to burn out. Eventually, it's going to get annoying. You're going to stop, Rachmanathan. You're going to stop listening to them. Hey, you'll never be anything. So what? Don't even start. Don't listen to such a Yetzer Hara, says the Chafetz Chaim. Do not listen to such a Yetzer Hara. I want to say, is that one who says it's going to be 1 or 2 days? You show the Yetzer Hara, it's going to be forever. You eat every day? You put on clothing every day? You're going to fight this Yetzer Hara every single day. Now, sometimes we eat meals late, or we skip meals. And sometimes it's a pajama day. Rabbosai, we don't always have to be perfect, but every day we're fighting. That's my own personal. But going back to the Chafetz Chaim. And so the Chafetz Chaim brings a story. He says, imagine you're by a sea, and then all of a sudden you see all these stones, precious marbles, on the edge of the sea. You don't have a lot of time to grab them. Any moment you can grab them, it's a valuable jewel. Okay? Sometimes people know in business, sometimes things come to seconds. Right? Or it's a matter of, you know, my wife is calling me and I'm hungry and I need to use the bathroom, but I got to stay in the meeting because this is going to make the big bucks. We have these things, these occurrences all the time. For the moment, when it's very valuable, we ain't giving it up. The Chafetz Chaim brings from the Vilna Gaon that any moment, it's also based on a Medrash, any moment that a person shuts his mouth when he could have said Lashon Hara, he merits the hidden light. The hidden light of the menorah, the hidden light of the Torah that saved for the future, that not every angel and creation is able to even understand. Such an oraganos. A person will get that just by shutting his mouth. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it didn't say a week, a day, an hour, it said a moment. Rabbosai, if for a moment you won't say Lashon Hara, it's worth learning the Sefer. It's worth feeling good about learning the Sefer. It's worth feeling good about becoming a Shomer Lashon, about being a Baal Midas HaKadosh of Shmir Salashon. For the Rega, for a moment, it's a Chashiv thing. Don't let anyone tell you you're not Chashiv for that extra moment every day, even one extra moment. It's godless. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying in Mishlei, says the Chafetz Chaim. That if only a person beseeched Yiras Shamayim like it's money, and he searched for it like it was jewels, then a person could understand Yiras Shamayim. Unbelievable. How much does it matter, Yiras Shamayim? Treat it like it's gold, Rabbosai. Never give in to the Yitzhahara when he tells you something's too big. Because any moment we get for something that's powerful, it's worth it. We much rather spend a moment getting a big jewel than a lifetime getting pennies. Lashon Hara, to be shown one's Lashon, is the biggest jewel.